Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
This world is going nuts, Rochelle, and we're thankful that we can wait it out in our underground bunker. In this episode, we watch from the sidelines as the USA goes bonkers, a cop gives a not-so-good apology, and watch as a child's wonderment explodes. We're Calgary's only podcast. We are Tip Tap Tip.
Turn this music up. It's so good.
Okay. How much fun it can be. As long as all our friends don't find out. No, no, no. I like to tell you what I'm doing. Doing what I'm doing it to you. What you doing, girl? Let me tell you what I'm doing. Doing while I do it to you. Sugar, honey, come and taste this. Might lock you in my basement. Okay, that's just a teaser, folks. We got to get on this with the show. It's not going to be like last episode where I just dropped a whole mix on you and didn't say a word.
Oh, you did that?
I did do that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's in the thing. So,
it's like magic because you never tell me stuff. I wouldn't even know.
I don't communicate with you that well sometimes. So it's a show. Let's just turn this down so I can concentrate on. That's just a teaser of what I've got going on. For the rest of...
So if people want to listen to your mix of music, then they can download the previous show.
It's a 0.5 episode, which means it's not a full episode. It's like kind of a tide you over until you hear our sweet voices again kind of episode.
So it's just music?
It's just music.
Yeah, okay. So it's not really an episode.
No.
It's a music mix.
It's like a bonus thing.
With music.
With music.
You're so vague.
And no talking. Okay.
Thank you.
So, I think the last few episodes I've had a good thing going on, and I think it's something I want to at least continue until we both get sick of it. But I like to ask this question every time that we appear and talk. Rochelle, what is your favorite thing this week? What is something that you've been really kind of on your mind? Really kind of excited about. I don't know. I'll just kind of leave it up to you.
Well, there's... Can I say two things?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm really excited about getting new windows in our house. I'm so excited
This is a grown-up thing to be excited about.
Like, yeah.
Considering that the windows that we have right now kind of suck...
Well, they're like 30 years old and they don't close all the way.
Which is so great if you live in Florida. Not so good if you live in the Arctic country of Canada.
Yeah. So last year, Eric had to go on the outside of the windows and push them closed. And then we could never open them again.
It's like,
because you had to get up on a ladder to close one of them.
Yeah, for
the control. And even then, it still didn't close
properly.
Like, they're just old wooden windows. About 30 years old. So I'm really, really excited about that. And it's probably like the most expensive thing that we've done besides buying a house.
And
so even, I think both of us are kind of like, whoa, this is
pretty big. We will certainly appreciate it once they're installed and it gets to be really, really cold as it tends to do.
Yes.
Especially on like those minus 30 days when we're like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
And we can actually go into one of the rooms upstairs.
And I'm excited to be able to open windows in our front room because we can't even open them right now because the handles broke off.
Yes. We didn't see that in the home inspection. Whoops.
We didn't actually.
No, we didn't.
So excited about that. And I'm excited about my paintings right now. I have a lot of paintings that I'm working on and they are working out really good, and I'm working on my website, and so I'm excited about all that art stuff that I'm doing. It's fun. It's all coming together.
It's all coming together like Transformers coming together like to make a big Transformer.
A fly on shit.
No, that's the wrong analogy.
No, that's what you say, isn't it? Because flies are always attracted to poop.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with art? I don't understand.
Because of its soul, there's like a magnetic pull. That's what I'm just trying to explain. Like, what were you talking about? Transformers? What is Transformers?
Well, you said it's all coming together, so that's what came into my mind. Is like the same thing I came.
Transformers transforming?
The exact same thing that probably would have come into our 4-year-old boy's mind.
Yeah.
Transformers? Like,
oh, everything is like Transformers. Oh, okay.
It's good to see that where I'm on, I have the same amount of excitement about
it. But I guess like the fly on shit doesn't really work though.
No, it's like.
Because that's more of like a magnetic attraction. It's not things coming together.
Exactly. Like what comes together?
Like a tasteful stew. It all comes together.
Okay.
And it works out. What? That's not a good one?
Whatever. I get what you're saying. Well, we can worry about.
We are not very good with analogies. We'll just say that.
Yeah. Anyways, so you're excited about that. You're excited about that.
Yeah.
And what am I excited about this week?
Yeah, what are we calling this part?
What's your favorite thing this week? My favorite thing this week.
Transformers?
No. No, that was 2 weeks ago. My favorite thing this week is actually finally finishing. Well, this is actually probably over the last week or so. Finally finishing that Simpsons Lego set that Rochelle got me for my birthday. It took several weeks because I like to space it out, and also because it takes a hell of a long time. 2,500 pieces over.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty excited about that. It's just one of those things that I look at. I go, okay, I made that. I will never touch it again. No, of course not.
It looks so cool. I love it.
You know what I wanted to get now? Now that I have this, you know what's next, right?
What?
Display case. For things. I want to be one of those people.
Those like glass ones from IKEA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put stuff in it. I want to put stuff in it.
But that may be a little bit...
Nerdy?
No, I think that it's just so breakable.
I know.
And we have a child.
I know.
You know, if he like falls into that, it's just
I will be so upset.
Yeah.
At all my broken toys.
Shelves are good. Oh, shelves are good.
Okay.
You could just have a display shelf that's high.
We need to build shelves in every room.
Those glass towers, those are for people without children.
Okay. I need shelves.
And glass tables as well. Those are for people without kids.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
The other thing that I'm really excited about is making another mix. I know. I felt like I spent like most of this long weekend because we got a bit sidetracked because Rochelle was sick. You can probably still hear it. We're supposed to go up to Edmonton, but anyways, so I'm like, okay, wow, I have a lot more free time on my hands. So I'm like, I literally spent hours down here listening to disco music. In preparation for no joke. I like researching, putting together, like meticulously putting together a mix that will get your party jumping. You heard one of the songs, which I'm gonna be putting on at the beginning of the show, kind of giving you a teaser of okay, yeah, that because I felt like I need to get this party bumping. Come winter time when everyone's staying inside. So look forward to that.
Your mixes are really good for walking too.
There you go. Yeah. So that's coming soon-ish. I know. I feel like I'm being a pretend DJ for the limited audience that we have. So, and it makes me so feel good. It's a nice little thing to do. Yeah. So that's what I was excited about this week.
Nice.
So you didn't watch the. I know this is one thing. One of our unwritten rules about the show is we don't talk politics because it's kind of a boring subject and we like to keep it light. However, when something ridiculous like Donald Trump comes up in the news and he manages to lower the bar again, which I'm surprised week after week, he's like, you think, okay, this is it. He can't get any more ridiculous than he has been. But apparently not over the least over the course of the last week or so when a video came out from 2005. I can't remember the show in particular that it was about, that it was cut from, but I guess he and a co-host of the show, Billy Bush, who's a guy, they didn't realize that their mics were off and they were recording and they're just talking.
Oh, that's the best.
Okay, so this is Donald Trump exposed. I'm sure most people heard this, but I want to play it in particular for Rochelle because I told her, I gave her a tease of how ridiculous this was, but she actually hasn't heard the entire thing. So I'm just going to play this over here. The Washington Post. I don't just know, this video contains graphic language.
She's still very beautiful. I moved on her, actually. You know, she was down in Palm Beach. I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and fuck her. She was married.
That's huge news, Sarah.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there, and she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look.
She's your girl's hot as shit. In the purple.
Whoa.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes, the Donald has scored.
Whoa.
Oh, my man. Wait, you got to look at me when you get out.
Like,
sets
this up.
That is very
will you give me the thumbs
look
up?
Look at you. You are a piece.
You got to put the thumbs up. You got to get the thumbs up. Can't be too happy.
Else off first?
Yeah, let me.
It's very funny.
You got to give me the thumbs up, baby.
You and I will walk there.
So can I open
your
chat opening?
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I have a closed in there. Yeah.
Maybe it's a different one.
Better not be the publicist. No, it's her. It's
yeah, that's her, with the gold. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the pussy. I could do anything.
Look at those legs. All I can see is the legs.
No, it looks good.
Come on, shorty.
Oh, nice legs, huh?
Oof, get out of the way, hon. Oh, that's good legs. Go ahead.
It's always good if you don't fall out of the bus. Like Ford, Gerald Ford, remember?
Down below. Pull the hell.
Hello, how are you? Hi.
It's Trump, how
nice
are you?
Seeing you. Terrific.
Nice to meet you.
Terrific. You know Billy Bush?
Hello,
how are you?
Nice to see you. How are you doing, Ariane?
I'm doing very well, thank you. Are you ready to be a soap star?
We're ready, let's go. Make right. me a soap star.
How about a little hug for the Donald? He just got off the bus.
Like a little
okay,
hug,
absolutely. Melania said this was
Bushy.
Okay.
I just got off the bus. Bushy. There we go. Excellent. Well, come you've on. Got a nice co-star here.
Good.
Yes, absolutely.
After you. Come on, Billy, don't be shy.
As soon as a beautiful woman shows up, he takes off on his always hat.
Anyways, it's just more of this, just acting normal after all the sort of trash talk that he did inside the bus when he thought nobody was listening. So, what are your?
It wasn't really trash talk inside the bus.
What would you call it?
He was bragging that he could fuck whoever he wants because how famous he is,
and that
but
he
that
can't
doesn't surprise me at all,
and that he can't control himself and around beautiful women. He was actually married at the time, newly married, and he's. To his current wife.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but this doesn't surprise me. I don't see why this would surprise anybody.
At this point, it doesn't really surprise me. Like,
no, the way he talks about women, this is definitely the type of guy I already know he is.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, a big scandal. He kind of apologized on. I think it was Friday night when this is all kind of blowing up.
Yeah, I don't even think that he would really care that this got out there because he probably, you know, thinks it's cool what he said.
I think he's the kind of guy who is totally fine just bragging about it because he's one of those big, what do you call it?
Business mogul.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, and he's been doing this for, you know, he's been at it for a long time, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
People know that this is his personality already.
Well, it's very clear just seeing him in the debate, and he
and how many times he's been married, right? Like he's obviously
not
very successful with having relationships with women.
Exactly. So, yeah. So he equated it to locker room talk, you know, because boys will be boys. That's how we talk. That's when I'm around my guy friends, that's exactly how I talk about. You know, going around and grabbing women by the pussy.
Yeah, I should hope not. Mm-hmm. You're being sarcastic, right?
I'm being very sarcastic.
Okay, good.
I don't talk that. But there's good news for women. You do not have to worry about Donald Trump grabbing you by the pussy because there are cases where your pussy can, in fact, grab back. anyways, yeah, there are cases where the pussy will grab back. So you don't have to worry if you're around Donald Trump.
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
What
did you just show me?
It's a song called...
I feel violated.
A song called Pussy Be Yankin' by an artist named Lady. This is the official video, band, uncut version that I just showed you. Talking about the virtues of... Well, you get it.
The virtues?
I'm trying to be tactful.
This video is like, I don't know, there's just something about it that's just like, well, it's just gross.
Okay, I will close it. We will never speak of it again.
It's like, I don't know. I don't think about my vagina that way. That's not very nice. Was it supposed to be funny? Is it supposed to be like ironic?
Her?
I don't get it. Like,
no, I think she's very serious about
her pussy be yanking? Like, what does that mean?
It means that she has a very tight vagina.
Oh.
So when she's having sex.
She's not saying that, like, if she doesn't want it, she's going
to
hurt the guy.
No, she's basically saying she has a really tight vagina. And
okay.
So tight and so powerful that her vagina muscles can hold on to that D.
Okay, this is the reason why I think this video is disgusting. That would explain it then.
Okay, so now you know what...
Because it's a whole bunch of women, like, sitting around and bearing very little clothing.
The pussy is grabbing back rather than the pussy being grabbed. Okay.
That's so dumb. That is so dumb.
The video or the...
The whole thing. Everything about it. The song is so dumb. The video is so dumb. I thought it was kind of
catchy, but...
It looks like they paid this girl a lot of money to sing a really stupid, vulgar song.
Okay, so this should not end up on my mix.
No, please, no. Oh, my goodness, no.
Okay. Scratch that, then.
I don't like it.
Okay, well, there you go. There's been many cases where
people... You seriously were not going to put that on your mix.
I'm not going to put... First of all...
Like, you actually like that song?
It's kind of catchy, but it's not the kind of song that I'd put on my mix.
Why?
Because it doesn't fit the rest of the mix.
Say the right answer. The right answer.
And because it sucks.
Because it's...
Stupid?
Because it's offensive to women.
Oh, yeah.
And women.
It's offensive.
It's offensive to women and women's private parts. That's
what guys sing about their dicks all the time.
I don't listen to those songs.
Okay, I don't listen to those songs either.
Good.
Yeah. People make mistakes all the time, and they have to apologize. Even cops make mistakes. They tase someone that they're not supposed to tase.
Yeah, but if it's with a gun, it's kind of like you can't apologize. It's too late.
What do you think would be if you're a cop and say you accidentally tase someone, what do you think would be the best way to express your regret and to apologize?
First of all, if I was a cop, I would never make any mistakes.
Well, we know that you would never make a mistake.
No, I'm just joking. I'm not perfect. I would not be perfect. But I think that being a cop would probably be incredibly stressful.
Yeah, no kidding.
And I think that what ends up happening is you end up seeing so many things that are bad happening all the time that you just assume the worst. And also because, you know, your life can be affected if you make the wrong decision. I think that would be my explanation. If I accidentally tase someone, I'd be like, I'm sorry, but, you know, I have to be better safe than sorry if you're a policeman, woman. Do you say policeman or policewoman, or do you just say...
Police officer.
Police officer.
That covers it all.
Very good, Eric.
High five?
High five.
Former Florida...
And if I was a cop, I would definitely be on a motorcycle or a horse, and I would be wearing the cool high boots.
Yes.
And I would get off the motorcycle and I'd take off my helmet and then I'd swish my hair around and people would be like, whoa, she's too hot to be a cop. And they'd be like, you're under arrest.
I'd want to be arrested by you.
Yeah?
Not tased, but...
Well, if you don't listen to me, I'll tase you.
Nice. A former Florida sheriff's deputy is being sued for allegedly tasing a woman without provocation while off duty and lying about the incident in an effort to cover up. Despite, here's the kicker, despite having baked the woman a cake with the message, "Sorry, I tased you," written on it.
I like the drawing too. It's okay. Like a little stick person.
That's a picture of the actual cake.
Oh, that's so cute.
It's so cute.
That is such a good idea.
Well, I guess, I suppose.
But I don't know if I'd want to eat the cake, because what if...
It's poisoned?
Yeah. What if he's like...
So describe, like, for our listeners, describe the decoration on this cake here.
Okay, well, it's basically a stick person with a taser going to another stick person that looks like a girl, maybe? I don't know. Yeah. It's very, it looks like a grade three or druid. Basically.
And the words, "sorry, I teased you,"
is also written in grade three penmanship. Right. Yeah.
Stephanie Byron claims that Michael Wohlers entered the apartment complex where she works in June 2015 after one of his patrol shifts and began to intimidate, harass, and threaten her about her personal life. Byron's suit alleges that at one point he took her sweet tea and refused to give it back. When Byron approached Wohlers in an attempt to retrieve the beverage, he discharged his stun gun in her chest and throat. While she was underground, he jumped on her chest and forcibly removed the taser prods. The cop resigned from the department while under investigation for misconduct, blah, blah, blah. Nevertheless, he felt bad enough to apologize to her with the aforementioned "Sorry, I taste you" cake, complete with rendition of the incident drawn in frosting. He must not have been the best baker, though, because Byron is still suing them for excessive force, violating her civil rights, etc., etc. So, you know,
yeah. The thing is, like, you give a cake and then you're really sorry, and then they're like, "Oh yeah, well, he obviously did wrong."
So if I was to mess up, do something bad and make you mad about something, which I've never done because I'm perfect, so there's no need. But hypothetically speaking, in a world where I'm the perfect husband, mm-hmm. and you are the perfect cop,
yeah,
okay. And
if I was a cop and I had a taser, do you know how many times you'd be tased at home? Every time you say something to me or whatever, I don't be like,
"Hey, Rochelle."
No, it's my way that I tease you.
"Hey, Rochelle, do you want to watch my show Netflix?" "Fuck you, I'm watching Friends."
I wonder if you know, like, how much does tasing hurt?
Certainly enough to bring you down physically. And
yeah, so it's like electric shock, right?
Like a really intense, like enough to incapacitate.
You actually have to, like, those proddy things need to actually hit you, right?
Yeah, they're attached to, like, little wires and
so you have to be close enough to do that.
Yeah, within, like, 10 feet.
So you can't use it from far away.
But they have, like, these sort of handheld ones. You just kind of go up to someone and go...
Yeah, so those are on, like, prison shows, I think.
You've seen them on one of your prison shows?
I think so.
One of yours? Okay. So that's how I would not do it. So it doesn't matter how good the cake is. And what you've done. Or if you're going to actually... You know what he should have done? Is... Because there's all those baking...
Like, not done that in the first place.
No,
because I don't know... There's no reason for him. There's literally... Like, in that explanation, she was giving him tea and then he tased her? Like, I don't get that.
No, the cop took her beverage and refused to give it back. And she tried to get it... And she tried to get it back, and at that point, he tased her. That's
yeah, there's not really any need for that. She's obviously not going to, like, hurt him.
But you know what would be really cool, Rochelle? Because you know all those, like, baking reality TV shows?
Yeah.
This is a good challenge. Say, okay. Okay, Master Bakers, here's your challenge for this week. I want you to make the best "Sorry, I Tased You" cake. That's your theme for this week. And you have 8 hours to do it.
Yeah, that would be funny.
And then a team of judges... judge the best sorry I tased you cake. Could you imagine, like, because I've seen, like, some of these elaborate cakes, like, you know, where they're just,
you,
like,
watch that show
once or twice enough to talk about it enough that I sound like I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I really like
I really like it when they make designs and stuff out of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
So like imagine
melting it and making it look like glass and stuff.
So imagine that those techniques applied to the Surrey I Taste You cake. And just imagine the possibilities.
Oh, my mouth is salivating now thinking about sugar and icing.
I know. Okay.
What's that?
Oh, you want to know what that
is? Picture of a little kid.
That is a very sad story, Rochelle.
Oh, I don't want a sad story.
Okay, well, it's not really... Yeah, tell you what, we'll just get to it later. We'll keep things light. How about this?
Yeah.
Watch this boring, flat, limp hair go from this to fuller, thicker, voluminous-looking hair that anyone can do just like that. Introducing the revolutionary new Tap Teaser. The Tap Teaser's unique double-hooked teeth give you double the volume. Every time you tap, teeth lift and feather, building layer upon layer of full, beautiful, tangle-free hair. Tap, 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 bangs get bounce. Tap, 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 sides get volume. Tap, tap, tap fills in thin spots just like that. With each tap, double, double, double the volume for mounds of thick, beautiful hair. Now get that $30 salon look in seconds for $14.95. You get two different styling tools. This easy-to-use styling guide.
1-800-567-4207 to order the entire Tap Teaser set. You get both styling tools, the styling guide, and our 90-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-567-4207. Again, that's 1-800-567-4207.
Tap, tap, tap.
Oh my goodness, I want it.
You want? Well, I don't even think they make this anymore. It's from
They do. They make teasing combs like that look like that, similar to that.
What is it? The Tap Teaser.
But it's probably not the Tap Teaser. This is from 1996.
So it's
really? Yeah. I don't remember really voluminous hair being big in 1996.
Weren't you a goth in 1996?
Oh, yeah. That's probably why.
That's probably why.
So. Oh, no, that was grunge. That would have been
okay,
high school.
So you're...
Yeah, well, it was pre-goth.
Okay.
Yeah. And I wouldn't really say it was like hardcore goth.
But you had like the big heavy boots and
I had
black
the
clothes and
that's not hard to do. And I had a black trench coat.
Ooh, scary! Tap tap tap. Okay, man, this is unfortunate. A man in China has his penis trapped in a wedding band for 2 days. This hurts me to read it, Rochelle.
How would you even get it in a wedding band? Like, that's pretty small.
Yeah, that's, I guess.
It's like finger size.
Yeah, you'd have to really cram it in there.
We should try and see.
No, I don't want to go to the, I don't want to have to explain. Well, my wife dared me to do it.
We just wanted to see if it would fit.
Now I have a problem. an 18-year-old from China, 18-year-old, had his penis stuck in a ring for 2 days before the pain became so unbearable. He had to call emergency services for help. He was taken to the hospital where it took 90 minutes for the man to be freed. And it is unclear what made him want to put the ring on his penis. Maybe it's a, you know, kind of an elaborate proposal. Darling, will you marry me?
Or maybe he read about a cock ring and he misunderstood what that was.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe something got lost in translation.
Or he's 18, right? Like he's so young. Maybe he didn't.
Yeah, the thing that
he thought that it was a ring, like literally a ring that you put on your cock, but it's actually a special type of ring, and it's definitely not a solid. I don't think they're. You can get them solid.
I think.
But then they're bigger.
Yeah, they're not like
they're not. You know.
Definitely
tiny,
not
like
finger size.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it though. I think most of it can be
nailed it.
Fucking nailed it. Woo.
Don't go crazy, Eric. Okay, we're just talking about cock rings here. Yeah. Nothing to get excited about.
Oh man, I want to do an all cock ring episode for sure. I think that'll be the new focus. I think that answers my question for next week.
Oh, well, your new favorite thing is your cock ring.
I'm going to write that down on my notepad. I think in the end, I think it really boils down to that fact that he's 18 years old.
You know, I bet you there's a lot of
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of like really embarrassing stories from doctors, like stuff like that, like things that people do to themselves or that
things they put where they shouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's very embarrassing x-rays out there.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I'm x-rayed it and it looks pretty much like the silhouette of
Carrot.
Lightning McQueen. Or Buzz Lightyear.
Buzz Lightyear up your ass. In your butt.
Looks very distinct. To infinity and up your ass. Okay.
Gross.
Okay.
I know one of my friends, her husband is able to put his wedding band in his nose nostril.
I get that.
And it actually like fits.
I get that.
That's a pretty big nostril. I bet you could do it.
I could probably, well, it'd hurt, but I think I could do it. I'm not going to do it because I don't want to ruin my beautiful nose, Rochelle.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your beautiful wedding band.
Oh, yeah. I think they still have the mold for that. Maybe.
What?
You can make another, right?
No, those molds are gone.
Oh, no.
These are one of a kind.
Okay, so don't...
Don't up your wedding
band.
Don't
stick it in your nose. Don't stick it up your butt. Don't put it on your dick.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right. Good. We need to write these rules down. All right, moving along. I held on to this just because this was a thing about a month ago. 9/11, very tragic thing in American history. So a mattress company decided, oh, you know what? Best way to remember 9/11 would be to have a sale around it. This was on the internet and very quickly pulled off. This is actually the best quality clip I could find, which is some person pointing a camera at their phone, which is playing a YouTube clip. But you'll get the idea. So.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with a Twin Tower sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress.
Twin price.
Queen mattress.
Twin price.
Oops.
King mattress.
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Oh my God.
We'll never forget.
There you go. Never forget, Rochelle.
And this was on TV, or this was
very, very briefly until people said, that's kind of not cool. To illustrate, Moon was talking about the sale of two guys behind her, the stack of mattresses, one of which have the American flag on it.
I just can't believe that they thought this would be okay. Like, that's like making fun of like a war or something. Like, you don't.
Whatever it takes to sell mattresses, Rochelle. Like, you know.
And they didn't even say the company.
Commercial. I think that company has actually shut down that location because of the outcry. After that came out, they said, you know what? We're not going to recover from this because
it's bad.
It's so dumb. But,
Wow.
I'm sure we've said dumb things on the show too. So.
Yeah, I know, but. This is not spur of the moment. Like,
no, this,
you know, this is something that they actually had to think about. They actually had to process it and record it and then watch it and can reconsider it again. And then they still did it.
No, this is a person coming up with the idea, pitching the idea.
Yeah.
Another group of people saying, yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
The camera, you know, the guy and people filming it, writing the script, whatever, and doing a couple takes,
and then at no point
during that entire process, someone said, "You know what? Yeah, it might be a little bit insensitive to the 3,000 or so Americans who died in that tragic accident, you know, 15 years ago."
Yeah,
you know, it's like, fuck it, we'll sell mattresses, we'll sell stacks of mattresses.
So crazy.
I know.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Not my favorite thing this week.
I think that those.
What?
I just can't believe that
the people
could be so dumb. Like, that's so dumb.
I know.
That those people thought it was okay.
And at no point
dumb.
At no point it occurred to anybody. I'm sure there's probably at least a half a dozen people involved in the making of a commercial. The three actors, the cameraman, maybe the person doing sound, that's five. And okay, so none of those people said, okay. So there you go.
Wow.
What are we going to, you know?
It's probably just desperation.
So I should, I'll quickly set up this video here of this small child. Child was very excited to find a message in a bottle on a beach. Because he, you know, message in a bottle, you know, pirates. Awesome.
Yeah.
So he's filmed opening this bottle and finding the message. You want to see what happens here. So he's found a message, found the bottle, he's cracking it open. Let's see what this pirate treasure is.
Okay, Robbie, what you got there?
So, we've got, we found a Heineken bottle on Hayling Beach, and it's got a note in. It's got a note, got that?
Cool.
Yeah, you got that. And so, we just want to find out what's inside, so.
Put it on the floor.
Just like
hold
that.
The neck and give it a tap. Just a wet little one. Big one.
There we go.
Good. Now then, what you got?
This is where you find the treasure of the lost. So this is gonna be.
This will be cool. I think this would be exciting if I was a kid.
Yeah, it'd be very exciting.
Yeah.
This is a very wet bottle. Very wet bit of paper, sorry. Right, so it says,
hold up for the camera. Hang on. It says, Dan.
I'll read it.
Just turn it around so the camera can see it, Robbie. Dan and Dan was here, 1st of the 10th, 2016, 12:19 p.m. Out our nuts on cocaine. Massive love for the sesh. Lots of love, sesh gremlins, a.k.a.
Oh.
Oh, beautiful.
So no pirates then?
No.
Just
no,
druggies.
No treasure map.
Anyway, good one.
Oh.
Signing off.
No treasure there. Arr.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, well, anybody can put a piece of paper in a bottle. And yeah. Dan and Dan was here. 2016, January 10th. 12:19 p.m. is what nighttime. Out our nuts on cocaine. Massive love for the sesh. Lots of love, sesh gremlins, a.k.a. And then probably the person's name. Yeah. That's so funny. Okay. And those people are not thinking, like, a kid's going to find this.
No.
Probably not. They're like, oh, some hot chick's going to find
it. They were just... out, like they said, off our nuts on cocaine, and thought this was pirate treasures.
I always just want to find money. I think that.
What was that show you were watching last year with the metal detectors guys?
Oh yeah, those guys. I don't know. It was a BBC. It was a British show.
Yeah,
I can't remember what it was called, but yeah, they're metal detectors, and they would find lots of old coins, mm-hmm. right? But mm-hmm. no, I mean, like, I'm thinking, like, wouldn't it be cool if you just made, well, so you can't do it in a bottle because we don't have paper money. That's small amount.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you were to do it where you hid money and then people could find it. But then how do you know people are going to find it?
Like, you leave clues? I don't know.
Maybe no, you wouldn't. You just have to leave money lying around in places, and then
I think you really need to.
Or maybe if you left money on the sidewalk and then watched, like
you set like, up a camera.
Or you just like sit in front of your house and you put money like down the street or something, this and see like, if anybody will pick it up.
Why don't you? This can be an experiment that you try.
You could try it like
tomorrow
with a penny. See if people pick up a penny. Probably not. And then you could like work your way up.
It's like a dime, et cetera, yeah, et cetera. Why don't you start trying this? Start trying this tomorrow.
I think this might be something for someone who's retired, because this would take a lot of time.
We're not retired yet.
We're not retired yet.
Man.
I know.
Man.
Sucks balls.
All I want to do is just...
What are you going to do when you retire?
I'll do what everybody else does when they retire.
What?
Buy an RV.
That's what you want to do?
I think it'd be rad.
Really?
RVing around the country.
So you're basically telling me you're going to turn into your dad.
More or
I'm gone.
More or less.
I'm gone.
I'm out. Later. No, don't you think it would be fun just to RV around like the country?
Are you kidding me? I'm not RVing. I'm going on a cruise ship.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's also something I am 100%
RVing is way too much work for when I'm old.
You know what? I agree. Actually,
I want people to bring food to me. I don't want to have to like make a campfire. I don't want to have to like stack a little tiny fridge that
anything. You're right. I didn't think of it, and actually now that you mention it, cruise ship living is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Just,
but I kind of feel like I might get really tan and really fat if we do that.
Whatever.
That's not good, cuz then you die.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But what about pretending that like just traveling around the world on a sailboat.
You know what?
That's I would too just scary. I don't like boats very much.
Yeah.
I think cruise shipping is good. I think that's a good one because you still stop at places and stuff.
Yeah, you get off, you get in the,
and then you get to stare at the hot young like captain, and although it's not guaranteed the captain will be young, but there's probably going to be pool boys who are younger.
Yep.
On the cruise ship. You can stare at them in their bathing suits when you're 80.
It's something you're looking forward to?
Yes.
Come on, 80, hurry up. You're not coming fast enough. Give me those pool boys and their short shorts.
What are you talking about? Them thinking Speedos, not short shorts.
Honestly, I don't know these things. I'm not
Well, if they don't do that on that cruise ship, we're going to the next company.
It's like, okay, travel agent, or
what is your mandatory outfit for the pool boys?
amenities include food or whatever, meals, entertainment, Speedos on staff.
And then you're going to wear a Speedo with a captain's hat, right? And everyone will think you're the captain.
You know what?
But you're not.
That's what I want for my Christmas present, Rochelle. I want
a captain's hat.
I want a captain's hat.
Yeah, I think you should get one.
No, I am 100% serious on this.
100% serious?
You know the kind I'm talking about, right? Like the white ones with the...
But I'm just going to put this out there because I think it might be something to consider.
Okay.
Is that maybe because you're not over 50, people might think that you are attracted to other men.
No, I mean like the cool captain's hat. Like,
yeah, I know, but you're thinking like, you know, YMCA.
No, because there was the
village people.
Yeah. No, but there's like the construction dude, the Indian, the...
Isn't there a captain?
No, there's like the leather dude. There was the...
Because, you know, when I went to the Army store where they have like the old...
Yeah.
Stuff there. Mm-hmm. The guy in the store was dressed like a Navy boy, and he was definitely gay. So you can't do the sailor boy look.
No. No, that's not the look I'm going for. I'm going for like drunk captain look.
That's not hot.
It's cool. No, I'm not. I don't care if I'm hot. I'm feeling pretty cool.
Are you going to get a gold chain?
No.
Like, put some self-tanner on your chest?
No.
Well, are you going to put Rogaine on your chest so you grow extra long hair?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then braid it?
Yeah.
Okay, then you won't look gay.
Okay. Just look lame. Who's that dummy?
I feel like you need a handlebar mustache if you're going to do that. Can you do that?
I don't think so. I don't know. I have like the dumbest facial hair.
No, you have perfect facial hair for a mustache. I just don't know. I don't think it goes down the sides.
No,
like
it doesn't
that,
really.
Right?
No, not that way.
But you could definitely do a mustache in like a day.
Basically, every weekend it more or less grows.
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
You want me to grow a full-on mustache?
Yeah, like, kind of.
You do?
Why don't you try it?
What I'll do is I'll... Okay, maybe I will. And we'll see. Maybe I'll just do it and...
I think you might look too much like your dad.
Well, my dad had a mustache for the longest time.
But he just has a goatee. He has
yeah,
a goatee
but before too. That he had like a mustache for a couple
forever.
Decades. Yeah, for a couple decades at least.
Well, it was pretty big in the 80s.
Yeah.
Anyway...
You want to wrap this
moving
up?
Moving on.
Want to wrap this up or do you want to hear about potential?
Let's do one more story.
All right. This is a, if this whole podcasting thing works out, it's good to know that there's always career opportunities in Japan for someone like me.
And they lived happily ever after, just like the fairy tale says, right? Not always.
Okay, my princesses.
Oh, wait. You know what we need to add to our show? We need to add the record scratching sound effect for...
Like, oh, yeah, for sure. That's a great editing effect.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, my princesses, just leshimasu.
But dream life meets real life at the Butler's Cafe.
Every princess needs your special tiara.
Yep, those are tiaras gracing the heads of giddy customers, or...
My princesses.
As they're called here. They're served sweets and tea surrounded by flowers from a dashing man on bended knee. And not just any man, all of the servers are Western men. Innocent fun, nothing more, they say, here at your beck and call.
Yes, my princess.
Yes, my princess.
Do you sell these?
Please enjoy, my princess.
Oh, I mean, I thought it was English teaching or nothing, but no, apparently there is other work for us out here.
The owner came up with the concept by walking through the streets of Shibuya. She spoke to 200 women who all told her the same thing. They wanted a cafe where the waiters were male, good-looking, would treat them nice, but most importantly, were Western.
Being a gentleman is embarrassing for Japanese men, says cafe owner Yuki Hirohata. Our culture isn't like that. Hirohata says women are exhausted by the rules of Japanese society, unyielding in its expectations of a woman's role in maintaining a career, home, husband, and family. We're tired from our daily lives, says this customer. These guys are different than Japanese men. They're smoother and make me feel special.
And I think maybe just for the princesses, it's refreshing to see, you know, this guy, he's confident. He's like, hey, how are you? And
Prince Charming.
Yeah, maybe Prince Charming.
Really?
Brendan Lee, a native of Chicago, Illinois, doesn't mind being the object of their affection.
You have bars for men, you have bars for women, you have Hooters, you have a lot of places where you're going into kind of a special place or a special area where the rules are a little different.
Something I haven't told anybody about back home yet, but...
I think the cat's out of the bag.
I guess I'm going to have to now.
3, 2, 1, lift.
Campy, silly, perhaps.
Shitsurishimasu, Ohime-sama.
But for just one lunch, these ladies say, it's their storybook come to life. Kyung-Wa, CNN, Tokyo.
So, like I said, if this whole podcasting thing doesn't work out, that's my next career plan, Rochelle.
I think you should open up one of those here.
I don't think it would work here.
Yes, it totally would. I want to go to that place.
You want to go to that place?
Yes.
Okay.
But I also want to see the men vacuum.
Oh.
And clean.
Do like actual work rather than just give you tiaras and
stuff. Yeah, I'm not sure if I like, or maybe they can do construction work in the middle of the building.
You know what you need to do, Rochelle, is you need to come.
Oh my goodness, I need the village people to be in a place so you have like every single guy in every single outfit and then they cater to you.
Just like the village people, but not
gay. No. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Because what? You said there's like a construction worker.
There's a construction worker.
There's a fireman, right?
I don't think there's a fireman one.
Okay, well, maybe there needs to be a fireman one.
Okay.
And what else is, what other outfits do they have?
Let's see here. Internet, what do we have here? We have the cowboy, the motorcycle cop, I guess there's a sailor guy, there's the leather daddy guy, the construction guy, and the Indian. So there you go.
You can't do Indian anymore.
I know. That's culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
But you can, the rest you can. So there you go.
Yeah, that's actually perfect. They've got it covered, I think.
Well, let's start working on your business plan, Rochelle, shall we? Anyways, you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. It's time to wrap up the show. I'm tired of talking. I just want to dream about living on a cruise ship when I'm 80.
We can just do it now, too, you know. We don't have to wait till we're old. We have family cruise ships. Disney cruise ships.
Ooh.
That might be too crazy. I don't think I want to be surrounded by that many kids.
Too many,
other kids. Not our own.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I would imagine a Disney cruise ship would probably be very, very expensive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. They up the price because of the name, right?
Yeah, because Disneyland and Disney World are very expensive vacations in terms.
You know what I think of when I think of Disneyland?
What?
Germs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Just think about it.
Ooh. Okay, germs.
And lineups.
Yeah, I don't like lineups. No ride, however awesome it is worth the lineup.
I don't really like rides that much.
Yeah.
But I guess you go for your child, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Memories last a lifetime and are worth the amount of
money. Did you go there when you were a kid?
No, I never went to.
Yeah, I never went either. Not a big deal.
Not a big deal. Anyways, thanks for listening. We are Tip Tap Tip. If you like us, send us an email. We actually had somebody sent us a tweet the other day saying, I liked your last episode. It was great with the music. When are you going to do a real show? I said, soon.
Cool.
Somebody in Calgary.
I like that.
So send us. We like it when you correspond with us one way
makes
or the
us
other.
Feel loved.
We know you're out there. Just reach out. Touch us. Over
ew,
the internet.
No, don't touch us. No.
Okay. Communicate with us. Thanks. My name is Eric.
And if anybody knows of a place that has guys like dressed like village people that's not gay, tell me and I want to go there.
Okay. After you go to the casino, right?
Yeah, that's next week.
Okay. Have fun. This is Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
We'll talk later. Bye.
Bye.